From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. Well, South Dakota beef producers are using a long-standing partnership with the New York Beef Council to reach East Coast consumers with a positive beef message. Jody Heemstra has more in this report.
South Dakota Beef Industry Council Executive Director Susie Geppert says they use beef checkoff dollars to fund the partnership.
You know, those funds come from every beef animal sold in South Dakota. A dollar is collected, and then 50 cents of that dollar stays here in state for us to use for our promotions and education and research, and then 50 cents is sent on to Cattlemen's Beef Board, where it's then distributed across the nation for various promotions and activities.
Who makes up the South Dakota Beef Industry Council?
We actually have 8 partner organizations that hold seats on our council. Each organization has 3 seats on the council, but only 1 vote. So then those members of that group caucus to come to their vote.
Talk about this partnership with New York, how it came to be, and some of the ways that it's working out.
Well, you know, here in South Dakota, when you look at our beef to consumer numbers, you know, our beef outnumbers us 5-1. When you go to New York, it reverses, and it's 20 consumers for every beef animal. So what we do is we partner with the New York Beef Council, and we take some of our checkoff dollars and send their direction for them to, you know, have impact and effect on their market there in the Northeast. One thing that we have found is that our urban consumer is very, very engaged with their food. You know, they want to know where it comes from. They want to know the practices we use to get it from pasture to plate. And so when you head to that region, you have everything from influencer tours, like what we're about to send 2 of our producers on, all the way to blogging experiences. And so we just try to provide them with funds that will help them in their efforts.
Part of this partnership, Susie, is an opportunity to bring some people from New York to South Dakota. Talk about who's coming and what you're trying to give them a chance to experience when they're here in South Dakota.
You know, in June here, following our board meeting, we are going to be bringing Gene O'Toole, who is the executive director for the New York Beef Council. And then one exciting thing that we're trying is we're bringing a New York City blogger here to South Dakota. Keita Roberts is going to be coming and touring both a cow-calf and a feedlot facility while she's here, and she's going to blog the whole experience. We're just giving them a little bit of South Dakota. When you look at how our farmers and ranchers do their business here, we do it both environmentally as well as, you know, our methods that we use to bring those cattle to the table, I guess you could say. We're just going to show them how we do it. And so as they tour our cow-calf operation, you know, we're taking them to an operation that has really done a nice job both environmentally as well as stewardship-wise.
For people in New York, it's not hard to visualize a lot of people in one space. What sort of image do they have, or what are their cattle operations in size and as far as land area and number of head compared to what South Dakota has? Are they going to see a big difference, or are they looking at something similar to what they've got?
Well, I expect that they'll be seeing a big difference. You know, they're coming to the plains, so we've got wide open spaces, and not only that, you know, our herd sizes are a lot larger. The acres that are, you know, programs cover and our ranchers, you know, operate, it's a lot larger. And so what we're trying to do is just kind of show them that and share the story.
Geppert says 2 South Dakota beef producers will attend the New York Farm Tour to help provide insight into modern beef production in the Midwest. Reporting in South Dakota, I'm Jody Heemstra.
Well, the U.S. House Ag Committee is going to hold another Farm Bill hearing this week. Texas Republican and Committee Chairman Mike Conaway announced the hearing. It's titled The Next Farm Bill, The Future of International Food Aid and Agricultural Development. Well, that hearing is scheduled for this Wednesday morning. Chairman Conaway says the committee has long planned to continue reviewing international food aid programs as it works toward developing the next Farm Bill. Conaway stated the president's recent budget proposal makes this hearing especially timely, as supporters of these programs will have the opportunity to demonstrate how these programs truly embody an American first policy. Well, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, beef, it's headed to China. That's coming your way next.